Ladies and gentlemen, in this corner, weighing a buck 50, 5 foot two, the little leprechaun from the south, Finny, and his opponent, weighing in at 300 pounds, 7 foot, the Sasquatch Terminator, brother from another mother, Nick, and welcome to Misguided Shenanigans.
Wow. I'm not 300 pounds.
And you're also not like 7 foot.
Not quite. Not close, quite. Close. 6 foot 7. Close enough. I dig it, man. I dig it. Oh, man. All right. So listen, tonight I got something.
All right. What you got?
I got something for all you, for all you parents out there, young or old. So Zach this week has been with his grandmother in Florida all week. Ooh. We took him. Well, I shouldn't say we. Lisa took him down to South Carolina to meet her mother halfway on Saturday. And Lisa got home. We drank a couple beers. We were like, oh, man, this is going to be awesome, right? So we have this big plan in mind. Okay. Whew, breweries near me. Here we go. This is what we're doing. We look it up. Fucking breweries everywhere. We got breweries fucking everywhere. So we're like, okay.
Planned basically an adult spring break without the kids so that as soon as work's done, boom, you're hitting it hard and living up like in your 20s.
6 o'clock out the door at the brewery for happy hour. Awesome. So Saturday we take Zach. Bam. Sunday we're like, oh, we're gung ho as fuck. Right. And then Monday we're like, fuck yeah, let's do this. And then we go to Sierra Nevada and it's amazing, right? I mean, the weather's perfect. I even TikToked from there, I think. But like, weather's perfect. The beer is cold. They just untapped their new Pilsner, which was delicious.
Nice.
So we eat some dinner there and it was awesome, man. It was great. We spent a couple hours out there and it was just fantastic. I mean, first of all, Sierra Nevada out here, I mean, there's two breweries in the United States. There's one here and there's one out in Colorado. So the back patio, they call it the back porch, right? So any of you guys that have been to Sierra Nevada out here in Asheville or even, you know, out there and wherever the hell I just said, the back patio is huge. There's like gardens, there's tents, there's beer dispenser, like there's fucking everything. It's like Willy Wonka for kids, right? It's like Willy Wonka for adults, right? Obviously kids don't drink beer, duh. I got too excited.
If Willy Wonka were a beer maker instead of a chocolate maker.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. So, you know, like I said, Monday night was awesome. Didn't even get drunk, man. Just got the, you know, got a nice little buzz going, feeling good. You know, Tuesday hits.
You got to pace yourself, man. You don't want to start off too hard because then, man, you're hungover the next 3 days. So you got to pace yourself. Go and ease it in.
Exactly. 100% correct. So Tuesday gets here and we're like, okay, we have a plan. So we, all right, the plan's all in our head. We're going to go to such and such a brewery, which is right down the street, Blue Ghost. So Tuesday night, I get a fork at 6 and I look at Lisa and Lisa looks back at me and we were both like, nope, not going to happen. And so Lisa's like, let's go eat. And I was like, all right, I'm cool with that. Let's go eat somewhere.
There you go.
We fucking go to Olive Garden. How? Come on. I mean, listen.
Free salad and breadsticks, man.
I don't particularly care for Olive Garden. But it just goes to show you. Like, you go into this week with all these aspirations. Like, your head's held high. You're going to fucking drink some beer. You're going to go to breweries all around you. It's going to be awesome. And then Tuesday, you go to Olive Garden. And then Wednesday hits, right? So Wednesday hits. Perfect. We're like, hey, okay.
It's to redeem yourself, redemption, rebound. All right, you know?
Right, look, right. There's horror movie trivia going on at Mills River Brewery, right? Which is not too far from here.
Nice.
Awesome. So 6 o'clock hits. I'm off work. I look at Lisa. She looks at me. And we're like, nope. Not happening. We're too tired. Like, shit. So I crack a beer. We sit on the couch and we watch fucking, we started watching The Old Man, on FX with Jeff Bridges. So Thursday gets here, right? Thursday, we're like, okay, we're going to do something today. Like, it's this is ridiculous, right? We went out Monday, had a great time. Nothing Tuesday, nothing Wednesday. So Thursday hits. We get there. She looks at her, me. I look at her. We're like, you know, we have some leftover chicken in the fridge. That means we don't have to go anywhere. So I cooked some rice. We had some rice and leftover chicken for dinner and a couple of beers. We're like, holy shit, man. You know, like, at least tomorrow's Friday, so we have tomorrow, but then we have to get up early on Saturday, go meet him halfway. You know what I mean? But like, it's just funny how those of us in our 40s that have children, you have all these aspirations to, like, not even get fucked up, man. I don't even mean get fucked up, you know, like we did when we were younger. I mean, just go out.
Adult things.
Yeah. Enjoy some beers and some conversation. And work just beats you the fuck down. And it's like, well, all right. It's leftover chicken and rice.
Was it Uncle Ben's or Rice-A-Roni or Minute
Rice? We get the Knorr. The Knorr rice.
Okay, so at least it's got some flavor to it.
Yeah, oh, it's good. It's good stuff. But right, like, you see what I'm saying? I mean, and I'm sure all of you parents out there can relate to this. Like, you have all these big aspirations of doing some shit and awesome. It's going to be great. And then you're just like, fuck, man, I'm too tired. I don't want to. Dude, we've been in bed at 9:30 every fucking night. Oh, except for last night, because we had a couple of beers with the neighbors and then we decided to drive to fucking McDonald's. You know? I mean, that was like, you know, Sierra Nevada and fucking McDonald's and Olive Garden are like the highlight of our week so far. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit.
So Jody and I, up until the pandemic hit, would do this where every year we would send the kids away either during the summer or spring break or something for a week. And we're like, all right, what are we going to do while the kids are away? And Jody would buy a cute dress or like a new bathing suit. And I'd look up like new cool restaurants and stuff we could visit. And we'd be like, all right, we're going to do a day at the beach. We're going to do some Netflix and chill time. We're going to, you know, do some hang out with some friends and, you know, maybe go bar hopping one night. And so we had all these plans. And so then Sunday hits. And you get them like dropped off and everything. We get home, go to bed, rest early. Monday be a shit day at work. And I'd be like, all right, let's just wait till Tuesday. You know, Monday's always rough. Tuesday hits. You know, let's go out to dinner because we're both tired. Let's at least do a nice dinner. And we go and hit the nice dinner. All right. But it never fails because something happens. It's like, you know, I don't really feel like driving all the way to that nicer place. So let's hit the, you know, the Outback or the Red Lobster, or the Olive Garden. Like, you're hitting one of these ones where it's like, man, I go to this all the time with the kids, but
yep,
don't quite hit that next tier one that you should be hitting.
Yep.
And then you're like, all right, I'm stuffed. It's really bad, you know, Italian food, and now I'm just ready to go to bed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because you get home, right? Like, you have a couple of beers at dinner, and you're like me, when I have a couple of beers at dinner, I fucking get amped. Like, I'm like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to go home. We're going to pound some beers. We're going to have a good time. We just hooked up Rock Band. Yeah, still works. Still works.
Nice.
And it's amazing. All these aspirations to do cool shit. And then it's like.
Yep. Well, and then the end of the week. So usually we would get out and do like one beach day. Or like one fun thing. And it's like, but then it's like, tomorrow we got to go pick the kids. It's like, man, we've done like one nice, semi-nice dinner. I won't even say nice dinner. Semi-nice dinner. And then like one really like cool day where we did something. And then it's like, what do we do the rest of this week? And it was like, we worked. We cleaned the house because the house is destroyed from the kids being there. So we actually picked up the house. And then we're too tired to do anything else.
Yep.
You know? Yeah.
No, it's insane. It's insane to me. Like, I would have never pictured that when I was younger without kids.
You know? But then I hear stories about these couples where their kids go off for a week and they're having all this fun. But I think I realized the difference.
Cocaine?
That's one.
Oh, all right.
There's another difference, though. I mean, you know, that'll change any I mean,
out. Listen, that'll liven you up.
Not that we participate or condone any of that. That's just a joke, guys.
No.
But
and alcohol.
A lot of these couples that we know that have family and kids, they'll send them off, but then they leave. They don't do a staycation at home. They'll go down to, like, you know, Cabo, or they'll go to Tijuana, or they'll go to Arizona, or they'll go to, like, going up to Camelback and spending a day at the spa. Like, they go somewhere, either for, like, the weekend or for the week. And so I'm wondering, is it because we're trying to do it staying at home that life gets in the way of us enjoying that time?
Well, I think it all comes down to what you can afford, right?
That's true, too.
Like, I mean, I'll be honest, at this point, we're not going to go fucking to a high-end restaurant or something like that. We're not going to go to a, you know, high-end hotel or fucking Cabo or goddamn Mexico, wherever the fuck. We're just not, you know, and we have so much stuff around us here, which is honestly the most frustrating part, right? Because Lisa and I were talking about this actually right before we hit record here. Like, that's the most frustrating part. We have so many things around us. And I'm telling you, Finny, like, there is Blue Ghost Brewery a half a mile, 0.4 miles from my house, right? Sierra Nevada is 10 minutes from my house. Asheville Brewery, probably 20 minutes-ish, right? Wicked Weed, 25 minutes. You know, Acosta, which is over by Pisgah National Forest, 25 minutes. Like, there's all this shit right here, man. And it's like, fuck, like, I don't want to drive anywhere, you know, because then it's like, well, what if you drive? What if you get out there and you have one too many and you can't drive home? Like, I don't want to pay for an Uber. I could, but I don't want to. But I'm also not going to risk driving, you know, and I'm not going to lie to you. I drove intoxicated quite a few times. I admit it, but not here. I actually
probably, that was also when you were like young and in your 20s, and dumb and stupid, yeah. Right? You know,
well, exactly. It was fucking dumb. You know, and it's not a smart thing to do. I do not condone it. I don't condone what I did. It was wrong. And, you know, it is what it is at this point. I survived and didn't kill anyone. So there you go. But, you know, there's all these different factors that come into play, right? Like, I will not drive drunk anymore. I refuse. I won't do it.
Oh, at least yeah.
Will not do it. Like, I
same so, here.
You know, me, I like to drink beer. When I get to a brewery, I mean, if they've got six different beers that I haven't tried, I want to try all six, you know? So it's, you have to pace yourself and you have to do, you know, you do two this time, you do two next time, whatever it is. But my point is that there's so much around us, man, that, you know, it's a short drive to pulling out your camp chairs and sitting in the, you know, Blue Ghost field, you know, drinking a beer. It just, I don't know. It's really fucking funny, I think, especially, you know.
I think it's because you're trying to do too much, right?
Yeah.
Because I think that's the same trap that we fall into. We try to do too much. It's like, what do we want to do? You know, and it's like, we don't have kids. Like, what can we do? There's all this stuff we can do now. There's no kids. And we love our kids. Like being around, but we like to have adult time. We want to do adult things without the responsibilities of being a parent in that moment. And so it's like you have, it's like a kid in a candy store. I want this and this and this and this and this and this and this. But you can't do it all. You can't eat all the candy.
No, you can't. And instead
of focusing on one thing, we get so stuck on trying to do a bunch that it winds up leaving us a little disappointed, I think.
Yeah. Well, you know? I think you're 100% right, man. You hit the nail on the head. Like I said, we had all these different things in our head at the beginning of the week, and we followed through on two of them. Well, one of them, Olive Garden, was not in the plan. It was not in the plan, you know, and we followed through on two of them. But, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, it's, you know, you have some peace and quiet, which is great. You got some alone time, which is great. Just sit in Netflix and chill, wherever the fuck it is you want to do. You know, I mean, here, like, we can go out on the front porch and drink a beer. Weather's great right now, especially right now. I mean, what is it, 8:17 here right now, and it's, you know, 70 degrees. Fucking perfect. But yeah, you're right. You try to fit too much in because you don't know when you're going to get another week. Yep. You know?
Well, and maybe that's the issue. Maybe, and I think you've given me kind of an idea of what to do next time, which is, you know, maybe we try drop the kids off and everything, right? And then book a hotel for one night somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, because like what you're talking about, you could book a hotel near the brewery.
Yeah.
Walk or Uber, have a drink, walk or Uber back, like, you know, close the bar down, have like, and take a couple days off of work, you know, take 2 days off, spend one night on a hotel, or, you know, take a couple days off, grab your camping gear, you and the wife go camping, you know, take a cooler full of beer.
Yep.
Just relax out in nature. You know, that's because then you're more purposeful about it. Okay. We got a week. We know we can't do it the whole week. Maybe we don't have the funds, but can we maybe stay somewhere for a day or two and plan like 2 days off so that we can have a little mini weekend away while they're gone?
Yeah. No, I think that's a great point. And I think that's what we'll have to work on next time, you know. But it hasn't been disappointing by any stretch. It's just like when you go into it with all these like cool things you want to do, and then you're like, fuck, I don't want to go anywhere. I'm too tired.
You know, so for our viewers, I was impacted by a company that had a layoff back, you know, in April, right?
Yep.
And so, and I got a severance and everything. We had some money saved, kind of saw it coming, so I was able to prepare. And so while I was looking for a new job, I was like, oh, we're going to do all these cool things. We already have season passes to Knott's Berry, so we're going to do that a few times. And then, you know, let's go camping a few times, and we're going to go to the beach, and we're going to go to the pool, and we're going to do a lot more stuff that we haven't gotten to do.
Right.
Okay. Here it is, July, starting my new job soon. All right, so here's what I've got. This is what we did. We went to the beach twice, went to the pool twice. We went to Knott's Berry, me and the wife did for our anniversary because we had no money. So it's like, you know, we kind of needed to save it. And that happened after that. So we're like, you know what? We dropped the kids off at school. We went to Knott's Berry and then came back and picked them up. We hit the water park once and we saw two movies.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, there's so many things we could have done over the summer. And here we are midway through.
Yeah.
We did hardly any of it. And the kids, like, we went to the beach. Kids are all like, or we went to the water park. And the day after, it's like, kids, what do you want to do? Can we just stay home? Like, I want to play with my toys. You know what? Yes, you can, because I just want to lay here and rest. Yeah. And I'm tired from being out in the sun and chasing your little butt all over the water park. So, yes, that sounds like a fantastic plan. Yes, I'm on board.
Great idea. Great idea.
Redbox? Coupon for $1.25 off, 75-cent movie. Yes, please. Go pick it up. Throw it in.
Yep.
Nice distraction.
Hey, you still use Redbox?
Dude, just recently, because it keeps sending me coupons.
Oh, shit.
And it's cheaper than going to see a movie.
Yeah,
that's true. To be honest.
No, that's a fact. But, like, that's something I thought about this week, too. Like, because Jurassic World's out, you know, but then do you want to not see that with your kid? You know what I mean? Like, Zach's excited about it. Like, do I want to go see that without him? I do, but I won't. You know, it's the same. You know, Doctor Strange is on Disney Plus. Could go pop some popcorn, crack a fucking beer, watch Doctor Strange right now. But Zach's not here. He wants to watch it. You know what I mean? So there, it's so fucking weird, man. It's so weird when you have kids.
Dude, it took me 2 weeks to watch the last episode of Obi-Wan because, like, something was always happening. I'm like, the kids are asleep. I could watch it. I want to watch it. But if I do, I'm going to have to watch it again. And then if they find out I watched it without them, then we're going to have a meltdown. And they're going to be like, you watched it without us, Dad? And then they're all disappointed. It's like, nah, I just don't want to do that.
Yeah, because, who wants to deal with that shit? You know, who wants to deal with it?
You know, the other thing, though, is I feel like there used to be a lot of rated R movies, right? And so you, as an adult, be like, well, the kids can't watch this, so we're going to watch this. But nowadays, it's like all those rated R content, it's almost like it's straight to streaming services, and that's what the streaming services are coming out with, right?
Yeah.
And then instead of making these short films, they're making these mini-series or series. Like, you've got The Boys, which is something my kids will never watch, but dude, it's awesome. And I love it. But
it is awesome. Yeah, it is awesome.
But then you don't have as much of that coming out in theaters. In theaters, it's like The Bad Guys or The Minions or Top Gun or Jurassic Park or Thor Love and Thunder. Like all these great movies and stuff. But it's like, okay, the kids want to see that one and 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 that one.
Yep. Yeah. But I think there's like one thing that I recall, like when Deadpool came out, the first Deadpool.
Yes.
It came out right near Lisa and I's anniversary, like almost the day of, I think.
It was near Valentine's Day, wasn't it? Or was that the second one?
Was it Valentine's Day?
Yeah, it was. It had a Valentine's Day release. That's what me and Jody did for Valentine's Day.
That's what her and I did too. Like we went and took, because we were in Jack's at the time. So we went and took Zach up to Fernandina to her mother, where she watched him for the afternoon. So we went and drank beers and then and watched Deadpool. Like that was awesome. Like that's kind of what I saw for this week. But there's really nothing that, I mean, everything that's out right now, we can watch with Zach and he wants to see. You know, so Deadpool was like, this is for us, motherfucker. Like, this is ours. We're going to take it and we're going to love it and we're going to drink beer and we're going to love it and laugh our asses off. So I don't know, man. I don't know. I've gone on for what feels like 20 minutes now about this. But, you know, I just thought it was funny. I think it's very interesting. And I'd be curious to see, like, I want to do something live soon because I'd be interested to see what other people, I mean, we've got listeners now in Australia, Germany, I think France, Netherlands, we've got them in different countries. I'd be curious to see, even if it's, you know, in the other countries, like, what do you guys do? You know, is it the same as we do here in the States? Like, do you guys try to go out to movies or this and that, pubs, whatever, you know, I'd be curious to see. So I'd like to do something live soon so we could get the listeners involved, but you know, leave a comment on YouTube, leave a comment on Anchor. We've got our voicemail thing activated. So I'd be curious. I'd like to hear even our folks in the States too, man. Anybody, let us know how you feel about it, what you've done in this situation, if you've got kids.
That's right. Or even if you don't have kids, like,
yeah,
what have you done? Like when you had this week and you planned like this huge like vacation or thing, like a staycation, like how do you stay on track? How do you do all those things and not get sidetracked with just sitting at the house? Because I think, you know, it can go not just for like parents or for people who have kids, but I think that can hit even like single adults or couples as well. Like you have these best intentions, but because you're at home and you're not going somewhere, there's that temptation to, man, I'm just too tired and I don't want to do it tonight.
Oh, it's, dude, I can relate to that 100%. I mean, when I lived in Jack's in the apartment before I met Lisa, you know, when you and Jim would go to the bars or you and Jim and Jeff would go to the bars, and you're like, hey, you know, let's go. We're going to the bars. I'd be like, nah, fuck that. I'm too tired. You know, I mean, I was single as fuck. I didn't give a shit. But I also had a Red Bull refrigerator in my room full of beer. So like I could sit at home, drink beer and watch movies. You know, it's just different, man. It's different. It is.
Well, everyone, let us know what you think. Check out TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, the website, YouTube. Subscribe, like, follow all the social media things. Get into some misguided shenanigans over the weekend and have fun. Stay spicy, my friends.
That's it. Peace out, homies and homettes. Bye.